Let us pray. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. Some of us have some serious prayer requests where our hearts are just aching. And others, we know that they're facing some tremendous difficulties and uncertainties that are just plain scary. I thank you for the suffering that you have given to us. I thank you for all the loving kindness that you teach us through it. We might not know why during the time that it happens, but you have your reasons. And sometimes it might be just a person that we have absolutely no idea. And you help us to find out that you love us enough to let things happen to us. We learn more through our suffering than we do our blessings. And sometimes our prayers agonize our hearts for years. And sometimes we don't see the answers to our prayers while we're alive. And yet you're faithful enough to bless us, to hear our prayers, and to be kind to us. And our prayers don't go unanswered. It might take a while, but you're faithful. And I ask that you give us a heart to say thank you, even when we know that it hasn't happened yet. Because you're faithful enough to answer those prayers, even after we're gone. And I thank you for that. I bring to you the prayer requests that we have in the bulletins, each and every one. There's a lot of uncertainty that's going to be going on in the next few days for people. And I know personally and recently how terrible the uncertainty can be, more so than facing the battle sometimes. And I pray that you'd be with them and guide them and direct them. And I ask that you'd be with this mother who's facing the uncertainty of will the child live. That you would be with her, that you would help her to give you praise, to look to you, and to draw close to you, and that you would take that child and you would raise that child up, Father. And I also bring to you those that have asked that they would conceive of a child and the difficulties they go through. And I just pray that you would bring salvation to their lives and that you would help them to have the wonderful gift that you give to others and that you would give to them. And I ask, Lord, that you would take each and every one of us here. We all have prayer requests. We all have things in our hearts. We have people that don't know you. And I just ask that you would help us to pray more and to grab a hold of you and not let go of you until you finally answer those prayers. And then I ask that you would please help us to love each other more and more. You forgive us for our downfalls and our shortcomings. And then I ask that you would help us to constantly remember to hold up the pastor in prayer and to keep holding him up, Father, because he has a big responsibility on his shoulders and he also has a family to raise. And I just ask that you would help us to remember to love him and to hold him up and to constantly, constantly seek after your glory. And I just ask that you would just be with each person that's at the altar today. Their hearts are right, Father. They're seeking after you, and you know that it's your delight to answer these prayers. And I ask that you would. And I'd ask that you would show your glory. And in the meantime, I just ask that you to give them peace in their hearts. Not to stop praying, but to know that you heard their prayers. Show yourself, Father, to us and show us your glory. And help us to love each other and to love you more each day. And in Jesus Christ's name, I pray and ask all these things. Amen.